From the penpals.buzz corporate headquarters in Northern California, right next to the abandoned beauty salon, it's the Prison Pen Pal Podcast.
It is about time.
Hear stories from real inmates who want to write to you. From free world people who enjoy writing prisoners. And for just about anyone involved in the world of prison pen pals. On today's episode.
I know I've run across several that have told me, I'm just like you. The only difference is I never got caught.
That is funny you say that, because a CO literally said that 2 months ago. Just like you guys, man, I just didn't get caught.
Now, here's your host of the Prison Pen Pal Podcast. Big Steve.
Hi there, I'm Big Steve. Daisy's with us today. It's going to be a good one. We have Angel Acegueda, prison pen pal at the Vienna Correctional Center. That's in Vienna, Illinois, serving some time for an aggravated DUI with a bodily injury. But the good news is this guy's getting out in less than a couple of months from now. Angel, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
I told Daisy, I was like, man, we gotta get this guy on the show because he's getting out so soon that the mail might not even get to him before he gets paroled. So we wanted to get you out there to all of our listeners. You're up for parole. What is it, like a couple months you might get out of there?
The 28th of August.
What's that like? Next month?
That's pretty soon.
Yeah.
You get to that point, man, you're like counting the days, right? You're like 58 days in a wake up.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Time is so precious. You're counting it down.
50. I can't even believe it's already 4th of July. I was locked up for a while, man, and every 4th of July would come, I was always like, damn, I wanted to see the fireworks, you know, but we couldn't see them from the cell. And I watched it on the damn CNN or whatever. They had it on our little 13-inch TV, and it was like, that's just not the same. And now people...
No, that's the closest you get to it. You know, we were on lockdown last July, so we didn't even get to come out, you know, at least be outside a little bit.
Do they give you anything special? Like, do you get, like, anything for the holiday? You get, like, a candy bar or something, like, happy 4th?
No, nothing, man. No, nothing. It reminds you that you're in prison.
Illinois, man, what is that? The Vienna Correctional Center. You guys got to step it up.
Yeah, please.
Tell everybody your name, where you came from, how you grew up, what led you to where you're at now.
My name is Angel Acegueda, Angel Acegueda out of Pew. Just came up, man, out of Chicago, Maywood, Melrose Park area. Just grew up with a nice Catholic family, man, you know. Parents were immigrants, came over here, got here legally registered after a while, you know, got the papers right. My parents just came from scratch, man, always. Father dropped out of high school, about the sixth grade, not even high school. Helped his dad grow up on the farm and, you know, make some money. Education wasn't even an option. Just a miracle how he came over here to this country at 16, 15 and owns two apartment buildings and just made a great living for us, you know. Raised us up, right, with morals and values. But as you know, being out here in Chicago and Illinois or whatnot, you know, the streets get a toll on you, man. You could do everything right, you know, be on the street, straight, narrow. You know, whether it's your environment, influence, or something happens to your friends or family where you feel like you have to do something as well, man. So the street's got a strong influence on somebody if you're not strong enough to stay away from it, or at least be even also strong enough to stay away from it if something happens to a close member, you know, of your family or whatever. You feel like you have to choose a side or do something about it, man. So that was a little rough. And even before that, man, I'm like, you know, 6th, 7th grade, man, I was straight A student, B student, man, honor roll, love sports, you know, played all sports, baseball, football, soccer. Going into high school, I had my plan, go to college, go to D1, hopefully get a scholarship in sports. You know, just, you know, stay away from the bullshit. Stay away from the BS, you know, gangs, drugs, all that was never part of me, man. But when you get into high school, you leave the small town from junior high, going into high school, you know, you're around so many people, right? As freshmen, you got your seniors or whatnot, but certain people start bullshit with your friends or family, and it's almost like you're forced to pick a side, you know? So even though you know to stay away from that shit, you're not going to let nobody jump on your friends or jump on your family and pick on them. So once you start getting involved, it doesn't matter if you're in the gang or not in the gang or involved in the drugs. It's like you're just there to help your family. And these guys don't care. Once you cross that imaginary line, there's no going back, right? So I'm on the baseball team, a soccer team. You know, I start missing that to make sure, you know, friends and family's okay, man. And started sidetracking a bit, lost focus on school and started losing focus on sports, you know, which is my true passion, man. got involved with bullshit, obviously. Just try to make it the next day, man. And, you know, you really keep your eyes and ears alert to make sure you and your loved ones are okay going to school every day and coming out of school. Because half the time, you got grown men waiting for you outside. You know, once you get involved in some serious bullshit, you got grown men who ain't got nothing to do all day, don't work, who really out there to try to fuck you up. You're a sitting duck at school, man, you know, so I can't just be comfortable playing sports and knowing there's some guys out there trying to wait for my friends or me and got to strap up and be ready, you know, lace up the shoes and just be ready for whatever at that point.
Such a disadvantage just to be in that environment. And I'm sure not just you, but I'm sure you had several of your friends that you grew up with that went down that other path.
You know, we get a lot of guys on our site and you kind of read their crimes. And some of those guys, you know, they're never going to get out. They're probably going to get out when they're like 80 years old. Some of them are going to pretty much die in there. So when you get people like you, Angel, that, you know, you're in there for like a short time, I think those are the guys that really need to like appreciate it and, you know, and be the change. Because, you know, there's some guys that get out and, you know, they're back in like a couple months. But like you guys that you guys actually, you know, get to get out, it's like very important to like, I guess, inspire the change.
Absolutely. And just to piggyback on that, my two best friends are on the run Mexico for murder, you know, at 16, at 19 years old.
Yeah.
They're on the run for murder, you know, and threw their whole life away because we lost close family members to us and friends. And, you know, you always feel that sense of revenge, right? And got to talk to them a few times here and there, you know, and my road isn't different from theirs, except certain people get caught in certain situations. Sometimes it's the luck of the draw, right? We're all involved in stupid things, man. Some people get caught, some people don't, but it's a life of, either jail or the cemetery. And I've been to too many funerals, you know, seen too many mothers cry. And it's a very sad thing. And it just builds more anger and more pain and drives you down a deeper hole.
Oh, yeah. There's those guys that, you know, they're angry and they kind of keep that anger and then they lash out. And then I know, like, there's those guys that they can stay angry, but they don't, you know. They're like, all right, you know, like, either I'm going to be the statistic or I'm going to take, like, a different path. So it's good to see, like, you know, guys that have, like, the opportunity to get out and do good. Just because we have so many guys on here that, like, they've lost hope. They're never going to get out.
Some of those angry guys that you were mentioning, you know, a lot of those angry guys that have lost hope are the COs there, too. I know I've run across several that have told me, I'm just like you. The only difference is I never got caught. I've heard that, you know, dozens of times.
Yeah, that is funny you say that because a CO literally said that 2 months ago while we were out on the patio when we get, you know, time for rec yard. And he just said, hey, I'm just like you guys, man. I just didn't get caught. Yeah. I just didn't get the felony on my record.
Right. Yeah, and he's proud of
wow,
it.
Wow, that's crazy you said that.
Right. It's good to see, like, you're taking so many proactive steps. And you mentioned education in your profile at penpals.buzz. Before I get into that, it's Angel Osegueda. It's Osegueda, and your number is Y69298, the Vienna Correctional Center. 6695 Illinois 146 Vienna, Illinois 62995. But the best way is just to get onto CoreLink's text chat, the CoreLink's text chat app, and search for Angel. Penpals.buzz will have all of his info and numbers and city, state, zip codes, and all that stuff again if you want to find him on there and get signed up for CoreLink's. And it's the separate text chat app, which we freaking hate because it's just for Illinois. And they make it really hard for people, but you essentially have to add Angel on CoreLink's and then download the text chat app. Tell us about your education and all that. Is that something you did inside of the prison, or is that something beforehand? Or
believe it or not, through a few years back, a couple, 2-3 years ago, after things settled down, you know, I ended up having a daughter. So I, you know, you step away a bit from the streets and raise my kid as a single father. I raised it, my beautiful little angel, Sendel Margarita Osegueda, love that little girl. So I just ended up raising her, and I know she needed a father. Her mother wasn't too much around, so I stepped away from the bullshit, BS. A lot of friends are gone and, you know, locked up away. One of my good friends was a getaway driver to a complicit to a shooting and ended up getting 65 years. Like I said, my best friend's on the run in Mexico. You know, he crossed the border once he heard somebody had passed away. He was involved in a shooting, so he had to get out of there. Just recently in my 30s, once I settled down and realized what I need to do and raising my kids, stay out of the bullshit, I ended up getting my associate's degree, college, man. And believe it or not, I ended up getting it in law enforcement. And that's before I caught this case.
Yeah.
You know, so I never really had a case. That was really my plan. You know, to either work in corrections or just be a police officer on the street, man, and just really try to make a change.
Right.
You know?
Right. And I mean, I always think of cops as like in a bad way because that's just in my brain. It's like, oh, man, they're a cop. But but it sounds like, I mean, you were doing that to, you know, from where you came from and how you grew up, and you saw the change that needed
Absolutely.
To be made. And so it was actually in a place of trying to be helpful. So I won't judge you too hard for that.
No, please. Take it, dude, there's asshole cops all around.
Yeah.
I've gotten my ass beat by narcs, narcotic officers, at 15, 16 years old, crack face, crack head. They used to just pick us up in a trailblazer, beat the shit out of us, take us to the police station, have our parents pick us up, because we're minors. So there are assholes out there, of course, you know, but what inspired me a bit was, you know, just seeing that movie Denzel in Training Day. I thought that was awesome, you know, but instead of just doing all the bad shit, thinking I could trade some, you know, possibly do some good in that or work in the gang unit, you know, a field I'm familiar with. So I ended up getting my degree, my law enforcement degree.
That's
a couple years back.
Congratulations, man. That's freaking fantastic. And then
thanks.
Just getting in the right mindset and getting out of that, that criminal mentality, you know, I mean, tell us a little about what type of woman I know you're single. Thank goodness, because you know, when the married guys put up profiles on penpals.buzz, it never goes well. You get very angry women.
That'd be a little bogus.
They're always calling us like, I'm married to him, and he wants his profile down now. Take it down. And we're like, you're not married. I don't, you know. They call yelling at Daisy.
Right.
Daisy's like, I'm sorry, I didn't do it. But what type of woman are you looking for ideally, and who would you like to meet through penpals.buzz?
Just somebody humble. Somebody loyal who's looking for something similar, get it, start a family or whatnot, get to know each other first. You know, I think a friendship is very, very important before you can reach the next level because you have to trust one another. Obviously, attraction is going to be there, but that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is just finding someone you connect with on a spiritual and mental level to have a good laugh, have a good joke, be very comfortable around each other, and just being yourself, you know. Obviously, a smart, intelligent, beautiful woman, takes care of herself, knows what she wants in life, speaks Spanish, English, it don't matter who you are, just be true into what you want and just have great energy and feed off each other, you know?
And I saw that you like nights out at the club, but you can also vibe out with a nice glass of Merlot. He can do clubbing, he can do the Merlot with the dim lights in the lounge.
Man, one of my ex girlfriends put me on that Merlot grown man shit, you know?
Right.
I dated this girl, 29-30. She put me on some wine. I'm like, wine? Why aren't we taking shots? What the heck? Wine.
Yeah.
Bitter.
So on your bio, so you got your CDL like before getting locked up?
Yeah, so I've been driving for the last 3 years. So I had the decision of either going into my criminal justice career or my CDL, and that came quick. So I got a job, started making money, so I really didn't use my criminal justice degree as much. Because I was making good money, so I said, I'll jump in that a little bit later. But, yes, currently I have my CDL.
Is that something that you want to do, like, once you get out? Or is it, like, do you have, like, any business ventures that you want to get into?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I got my CDL. I've been driving for 3 years to learn the trucks, learn the trade inside out. My cousin actually has, like, 6 53-footers and drives trucks.
Yeah.
My first job.
Wow.
And so that's what I wanted to do right before I got locked up. I was going to pull out $100,000 from the bank or get a loan and just start my own business.
Yeah.
Go from there, you know, because eventually you want to be your own boss. That's where we want to get to, right?
Yeah.
Work for yourself. You get a hunger. You get the motivation to work your hours. You never want to try to work for nobody, which is nothing wrong, right? Working for somebody, working for a good company with benefits. But eventually you want to try to work for yourself and try to manage it yourself, you know, work your hours.
I can tell you right now, Daisy hates it because she has to be here at 9 a.m. every morning. And no, for real. And she sees me rolling in like 10:30 and she's like, what the hell, man? I've been working all morning. This guy's like comes in the afternoon, like half asleep. Yeah. No, I know what you mean, man. It's nice to be in control of your own destiny too, because when you're working for somebody, you don't even know what's going to happen. You know, you don't know. They could tell you, oh, your family, you're one of us. And the next day you're like gone.
No question. And you can't be afraid to fail, you know, go out there, see what you make it. Cause about 40 to 50% of businesses fail within the first year. You can't be afraid of it, man. Take a shot. Hopefully everything goes well. If not, look on to the next venture.
With your CDL, based off of what you were incarcerated for, does that affect anything with that as far as like driving wise?
Yeah, so it is suspended, right? Because it was a DUI. So it is suspended. So I'll have a hearing. I'll have my hearing and pretty sure I had my lawyer speak with it. I could get it back. It'll just be suspended for about a year.
Okay.
So which at that point.
Yeah.
At which that point, because I'm currently doing construction here in my incarceration right here at Vienna Correctional Facility. I did 9 months, so I got my certificates, everything to be a journeyman into the construction world, you know?
Yeah.
And hopefully for the meantime, work for the union, you know, something, whatever I decide.
And another thing I wanted to back into, like, the whole, what your ideal date is, or, like, going to the, what is it, to the club? Or like staying at home, do you cook? Like, is that one thing that you could add to your list?
Yeah,
or no,
absolutely. yeah, I like to cook here and there, but for the right person. I don't just cook over here. Friends come over, hey, let me cook for you on some sweet shit. No, like, has to be a special person, someone I'm involved with. Absolutely, love to, you know, I don't want to say spoiler, but I could do little random things for my partner, you know, or my girl at the time, and to see a smile on her face, man. So yes, I do cook, get her little gifts. Love going to concerts, right? Little Wayne, 50 Cent, T.I. Like hitting, you know, nightclub here and there. Or if you want to stay in, you know, like to just Netflix and chill, put on a movie, I'll cook you something nice.
What's your ideal meal, I guess, that you cook? Is it like some Mexican food, some birria, some tacos?
You got the perfect date there, Angel. It's like the perfect woman, right? This is like you're the woman of your dreams. And you just cracked open the Merlot, and the kitchen's fired up, right? So it's like, was this like his signature dish, right? That he needs this to seal.
I'm making shrimp and lobster with Alfredo, Alfredo sauce, pasta and Alfredo, shrimp and lobster, absolutely bring a smile to her.
Oh man,
I'll go all out for that. If it's on a Tuesday or whatnot, you know, arrachera tacos, carne asada tacos, barbacoa tacos, rice. Beans, guacamole dip, little stuff like that. A nice, beautiful T-bone steak.
My God, I wish I was a 27-year-old woman. It's Angel Asagueda, Y69298 at Vienna Correctional Center in Illinois. And I want to find out, how'd you hear about penpals.buzz? What got you onto us?
So I was my cellmate, man, Vinny Spencer. I got to give him a shout out. He said to give him a shout out. So hopefully you guys could give him credit for something. I don't know, but shout out to Vinny, man. He's been incarcerated for 22 years, ended up being my cellmate here.
Mm-hmm.
And he just came from Big Muddy Prison, which is a couple miles from here, Illinois, where I'm at in Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
And, he told me about slow jams and the Pampa. I was like, what? Sunday night slow jams with ours, though. You got to check it out. What? And I'm over here just trying to work out every day, you know, get in the best physical shape I can. So when I get out, just, you know, look right for the lady. She said, man, look, this could help you, man. Come catch some music. And I guess R-Dub is promoting a pen pal, penpals.buzz. So I'm listening to the show, man. Great show, by the way. Shout out to R-Dub. This great music. And at the end, you know, during commercial, they advertise a penpals.buzz. You know, if you want to meet someone, and throughout the show, they give oral expressions. People all through the country call in, which I thought was pretty cool, man. I said, man, let me get involved. Let me get a little package here. Just to put myself out there, I never had a Facebook, never even did MySpace, right? Like I said, I was caught in the street and doing dumb stuff. Like, I was lost for a bit because my brother got killed, so that put a lot of anger in my heart, right? And I just lost focus and the beautiful things in life and how to enjoy life. But, yeah, so he said, hey, jump in pen pals, man. It's a great way to meet people and something fun to do while you're incarcerated. So I gave it a shot and he still listen to the show, by the way, Sunday Night Slow Jam, 7 to 11 p.m. And that's how I found out about you guys and the penpals.buzz through advertisement on there and through the show.
Do you know the name of the station there in Illinois by chance?
Right here, it's 101.5. Southern Illinois station.
When you're hearing the people's stories, does that ever feel like motivational or inspirational?
Absolutely, man, because it just shows that someone's out there thinking about you, that loves you and taking the time to give you a shout out. So when you do get out, or even if you're in here still serving a long time, someone's thinking about you and care about you, man. So you always have hope. Gives me a bunch of motivation. Listen, I listen to the show. I hear the oral expressions, the goodnight kiss, which is beautiful. Some of these women do for their men, or men do for the women. You know, whoever's locked up or doing time behind bars. It's absolutely a wonderful feeling, man. It warms your heart and makes you really realize to settle down and what's really the most important things in life. And that's, you know, finding your partner and finding someone you could spend time with and maybe the rest of your life with that's going to hold you down, you know?
Man, I'm so glad you were able to call in today. Do you have any last thoughts?
Yes. I just want to give a shout out to all my Mexicanos over there in Mexico, all my Mexicans across the nation, man. We got it. Ya sabes, Mexico won the other day. We're going to try to bring the World Cup home. To all my ladies, please reach out. Anybody interested in having a conversation, getting to know me, my profile's up. And those pictures were like, I want to say about 3 months ago, been hitting the workout regimen harder, so looks even better than that. Not even trying to bump myself up, just being honest.
I don't have your profile in front of me, but was this the guy, Daisy? He was like flexing with the kind of the blue shirt. I can see that muscle in my mind. I have that in my memory. That was like, damn, this guy's, I can tell you've been working hard.
Yeah, and I had two chains on, man, but I guess one of the guards here took one of them, man, on some hating shit, but he could have that, man. We'll get another one. Everybody can reach me, name Angel Osegueda, A-N-J-E-L. I keep a G without the G. That's Angel, A-N-J-E-L, last name Osegueda, O-C-E-G-U-E-D-A. ID number is Y69298. Please write me a letter. I got a phone number that somebody's handling my phone outside of this. I will be home in 2 months. Anybody want to reach out? That's 1-630-301-1107. Shoot a text message. Leave a message. I have somebody working my phone right now, so you're more than welcome to call or text. Once again, that's 1-630-301-1107. Reach out, have a conversation, or just tell me what's on your mind. Truly appreciate it. Just want to thank you guys for having me on. It's been a blessing. This podcast was awesome, man. You guys keep it going. And one thing I could leave is for all my people incarcerated, they can trap your body but can't trap your mind. You can create the spark from your own prison cell or jail cell that can change the world. Once again, you can create that spark that can change the world, man. You could do anything with your mind. Don't matter if you're behind a brick wall. Write your feelings, write your ideas, write your inspiration. Anything is possible, man. And we'll all get through it together. For all my long-timers and short-timers doing time, we'll all get there together, man. Have God in your heart. Have that motivation. Have that inspiration. And we'll all get through it together. And God willingly, we'll all be out and home with our family.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me, man. I appreciate it. And I will definitely spread the word about Pen Pals and this podcast. It was awesome.
All right, listen up, everybody.
It's lockdown time for Big Steve.
Let's go!
But he'll be back soon on another episode of the Prison Pen Pal Podcast. You want to get in touch? Email the podcast at penpals.buzz.
If you'd like to make a call,
call 888-273-6725. Or write to P.O. Box 456, Anderson, California, 96007.